Now, is it the city of Derry or the city of Londonderry, or Derry stroke Londonderry, or as one BBC presenter used to call it, as stroke city? The argument continues, but apparently at a municipal district council meeting in County Donegal yesterday, there was a Fulch Ireland document handed out to councillors. It's a brochure for the Wild Atlantic Way, which we know only all too well about and the benefits of. But apparently the Fulch Ireland document referred to Londonderry. And one participant at the meeting, one councillor who was at that meeting, is not too happy about it, to say the least. He's on the line now, independent councillor Micheál Colm McGill Aspig. Good morning to you, councillor.
Imagine why didn't you?
So it was a Fulch Ireland document, was it?
Well, just to state that I'm not the only councillor. We spoke about it at the council meeting, and we all agreed that it was certainly not acceptable, that the majority of the councillors found it, to my understanding, offensive. Derry City, Derry County is Derry. We have been using Derry as the name of both that city and the county for hundreds and hundreds of years. The reference to it as in Londonderry is a word that is used as in a word to kind of make it very clear that there's an occupation of Ireland, that they have a stamp, that there's a British stamp on the county or on the city. Majority of people would find Londonderry or the use of it offensive.
Well, it depends where you live, obviously, and what nationality. I wouldn't say the majority of people.
I think the majority of people in the south, perhaps.
South
or north, it's still Ireland, and I think the majority of people on this island would find it offensive, the use of Londonderry, as I think they would do the ongoing occupation of the six counties.
Okay, well, this is a Fulch Ireland brochure. Tell us a bit about it given to.
I want to state, because I don't want a negative light on Fulch Ireland, because I'm conscious of the great work that they do in promoting tourism. Where the difficulty is that a state body is using the term Londonderry, which I believe is offensive to the majority of people within Ireland. And what I've been told is that it's from the Ordnance Survey maps, and they're obliged to use that. Now, during the conversation with other councillors on this, it came to light, or we've been told, that Donegal County Council, on some of the sites, uses the same mapping. And I believe, and as the other councillors believe, that this should not be. And we've asked now that this would stop, that they would not use Londonderry on any of their mapping, okay, equally, but they don't use Northern Ireland either.
It's just Ireland. Okay, well, are they not? I mean, obviously, the brochure will be distributed in Northern Ireland and throughout the UK and in Europe as well, you would assume. So, I mean, they're damned if they're doing, damned if they don't. I mean, if they're trying to attract people from Northern Ireland to visit the Wild Atlantic Way and the UK, you say that people are offended by branding Derry as Londonderry, but by the same token, there are some people who are probably offended, no doubt they are offended, by the fact that it's not called Londonderry, that it's called Derry.
How, look at the history of it. How could anybody be offended by calling a city or a county after a tree? It's not offensive in any shape or form. And the six counties, or Northern Ireland, as people now are starting to refer to it because they're starting to normalise it, is still a part of Ireland. And to attract people across the border, I don't think that makes a difference. And if you speak to the majority of councillors on the Derry Strabane Council, which my understanding is that they refer to it as Derry and not Londonderry.
But not everybody. That's
no. I said majority, not everybody. But I do. It's a political stick, and I do believe that Donegal County Council or any state body should not be using the name Londonderry, because I do think I find it offensive myself. The councillors that we spoke at the meeting this week wasn't agreeing what had been used, and I'd say if you spoke to the majority of other councillors, if not all, on Donegal County Council, they would think the same.
All right, but what if you're living in the UK and you're interested in touring Ireland and interested in availing of the facilities of the Wild Atlantic Way, and you read this brochure and you see it referred to as Derry as opposed to Londonderry? I'm not suggesting these people would be offended, but might they not be a bit confused?
I don't think that they'd be offended in any shape or form. And would they be confused? I don't think so, because anybody that has any bit of gumption about them, that has any idea in relation to Ireland, know that Derry is called Derry or Dirra.
Okay.
So I think that Donegal County Council and any state bodies should stop using any maps that refers to Derry as Londonderry.
Okay. And some people will say, and I half think of myself, it's a nonsense argument. What we should be getting on with is promoting the Wild Atlantic Way, increasing tourism and tourists to the region, and to hell with what it's called. It's a side issue.
Well, no, it's not a side issue. I think there are other issues that are very important that we fight and we tackle and we challenge and we promote and we encourage. Of course, we do that. I do that. Others do that. They do a great job. Welsh Ireland do a fantastic job in relation to promotion of the Wild Atlantic Way and other tourist projects. But that says you can't, because by allowing it to be used, to be continued, it means normalising the use of it, and where then you'll find that people then start referring to it because they see it as normal. 20, 30 years ago, you would not be referring to the six counties as Northern Ireland as they do now in the south.
Okay.
Because they normalised it.
Okay, so what did you say? Did you say that the Fulch Ireland, well, they have been notified and they're going to take your, or the council's, misgivings on board? Is that what you say?
Well, we'll see if they'll take it on board or not. I'm hoping that they will take it on board. Because it's the majority view of the councillors in the Glenties Municipal Districts area, and I'm sure if people spoke to the public that they would have a similar view as well. Certainly there'll be an argument, people saying, God, has he not nothing better to do than been arguing over this year? Of course, I'm heading into a workshop today in relation to roads infrastructure. I'll be doing my other normal work, but also I can and I will continue to do work in relation to the ongoing occupation of Ireland.